sometimes when I sit back and really let it register, I did everything I said I would and said it first. I mean, the world's in denial, but they all know what I'm headed for. We about to feed these youngins to the metaverse. Meanwhile, I'm over here just trying to pen a verse, cause I'm done being extra with the extroverts. The label used to wonder how I'm supposed to stand next to Vert. Probably never thought that I would get these legs to work. I work hard, but hard shit don't need no extra work. That's why I show up in a sweatshirt and let it burn. The world's mine, I just say fuck it, let it turn. The girl's mine, I just say fuck it, have a turn. The ghosts call me to the side like, can we have a word? I could've fronted, but I did this shit how I preferred. I know I should be humble, but it's something I just haven't learned.
Yo! Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. It's your boy Rashad once again. And before I get into anything I want to talk about, I want to say thoughts and prayers to all the families in Uvalde, Texas at Robb Elementary. The display of those officers that couldn't have found no other way to get in that building. I have no words. I really don't have no words, man. You know, and later on I found out that some officers had kids of their own in the school, and they went in and got their kids. But they were telling the parents that they couldn't go in and try to rescue their kids. But they huddled up outside the door. And when they have a press conference to talk about it, they try to say, oh, we didn't know how deep the threat was. But you had children in the school calling 911 saying, please help. Politicians are frustrated. Parents are frustrated. Everybody's frustrated because you, as servants of the people, were doing nothing. And you wonder why so many people have issues with the police making all this extra money. What is the money going to if in these situations y'all didn't de-escalate it at all? And after this mass shooter shot those 19 kids, he was finally taken out. But if they would have acted a little earlier, they could have saved a lot of kids' lives. My only question that I need answered is, who taking the fall for this? There any consequences coming for these officers? Or for that officer, the commanding officer? Is he stepping down? Are they firing him for making a bad call? There needs to be some type of consequence come down. It's not really going to help the parents at peace, but something needs to happen because y'all did not show up. And just like with the Buffalo shooter, information came out that it was a retired federal agent that knew all about everything he did. Or so they say, allegedly. So you mean to tell me this man had help with carrying out this assignment? And not only did he have help, he would go into that store every day, they say, for like a month, and he would always have something to say about black people, and then he would leave. And the people in the store never found it suspicious, so they just let it go. So many families are hurting right now. I had to get that out, because it's just, I don't know what needs to be done. Something needs to be done with these police officers. Something needs to be done with these politicians who are in office, and y'all not caring really about the people, because they ain't coming up with no solutions. They acting like, oh, you know, another day. Because all the politicians they got interviewed, they really didn't say nothing. They was just trying to get the interview over with. They really didn't have really no form of plan or anything. And it's just sad to see where we are, you know. In other countries, they got stuff locked down. But we always behind the eight ball. I tell you. But I don't want to hold us here. I just wanted to put that out there. Like I said, thoughts and prayers to all the families in Uvalde, Texas. Thoughts and prayers to all the families still in Buffalo that are still grieving. Prayers out to Master P. He just lost his daughter. Thoughts and prayers to Ray Liotta, his family. We're losing people out here. Please cherish your life. Cherish your family. Tell them you love them. Please do that. Now we're about to transition. Okay, now we're back to scheduled programming. Once again, welcome back to Vibe With Me. And I wanted to talk about, the first thing I want to talk about on the agenda is I wanted to talk about, so Nori put out a tweet, and his tweet was talking about artists going to other platforms to do interviews, when he said he is the best one in the culture and they should be coming to him. And he also called out Joe, and he also called out Charlamagne Tha God. And everybody was speculating that he was talking to Cardi. I'm not going to put words in his mouth. But then there was a clip. It was a clip of Cardi while she was with David Letterman. But and around that time, that's when it came out. So, but he said he wasn't talking about her. But when I first saw it, I was saying to myself, he may feel that she needs to come up there, but what if she feels, and her team, what if they feel like that's not a good look for her? We don't know. All he can really do, as call up her peoples and see if he can get a conversation. But, you know, nowadays everybody take everything to the internet. Everything's all clickbaity. Instead of just calling people, having conversations like normal people. But whatever. But also, what I know, and like I said, on social media, a lot of people was feeling certain type of ways. You know, he was getting a lot of backlash for what he said. But also, he had Tank on his show, and Tank was talking about how violence isn't the threat. He said love is. And I'm glad he said that, because if you notice, whenever it comes to music, good music, it gets play, like R&B music, it gets play on the radio, but it doesn't get as much play as these more violent records. You know, a lot of these records talking about shooting, killing, beefing with the ops, I didn't kill your cousin, all this, you know what I'm saying? And they promote it way more than anything. But also, just like Tank was saying, they promote the families being divided. And I thought that was major when he said that, you know, because it's true. They don't like to promote unity. You know, just like he also used an example of Sam Smith, the song Stay With Me, and he was like, when he sung it, he got a lot of airplay. But he said if he would have sung it, it would have been limited bandwidth. And I was like, hey, you got a point, man. You know. And he also said, us as black people, we don't own anything. He said record labels, radio stations, distributions, nothing. He definitely painted the picture. He really did. But that's what we are, man, in a society, man. We always partnering or collaborating, but we don't got the ownership. You know, a long time ago, we wasn't looking at things like that. We wasn't looking at the long game. But they was. And, you know, that's why they sit at them tables that we trying to, you know, get a seat at now. And also, speaking of seat at a table, Justin Timberlake sold his catalog for $100 million. I really thought his catalog would have been more than that. He had 5 albums, and I'm trying to think. The only thing I don't have a question to when it comes to him selling that catalog is I don't know if he has to split any of that with NSYNC. The only reason I would think he might have to split it with any one of them is if any of them had any writing on any of his records. I don't know. But yeah, he sold his catalog, and I don't know if he's done making music. I feel like he got another album in him. More than likely. We'll see. So definitely we'll see about that. And then Joe Budden had an interview with Isaiah Rashad from TDE, and they was dragging him over the interview. I listened to the interview. I really feel like the interview went well. And also the interview flowed. You know, they was talking about family, how he got into music, you know, just how he is as a person. It wasn't just about music. And they acting like he shouldn't have did the interview. He reached out. He said, yeah, case closed. I hate when people try to spin a narrative like they try to make things what they're not. But, you know, somebody gotta always try to spend it. I be feeling sorry for the people who that's their job. Like, that's their job to stir up the chaos and not tell the whole truth and look at a clip. The clip don't tell you nothing. I really wish people would stop looking at these clips, watch the whole video so you can really get a full analysis of what you be talking about. Because you talking about something with a clip, and that could, they always find the worst part of an interview, and that's the clip they take. They never take the part where somebody might be getting their roses or something like that. They never take that part. They always take the wrong part, and that's the part they use. Don't feed into the hype, man. But I ain't gonna get on here and tear down another black man. That's what I'm not gonna do. It's not in me to do it. But let's keep it rolling. So, we gonna get into music. Another album came out, The Lobby Boys, with Jim Jones and Mano. So, it came out Friday. So, he got a few people on here. Benny the Butcher, Holy, Favio Foreign. Hold on, let me listen to that. Let me listen to that slide, Joe. Alright, that's Don't Make Me Slide. I'm gonna play a couple of these tracks. This is called King of the City with Capella Gray, Jim Jones. I like that, yeah. That's called King of the City. This called Life of a Lobby Boy. Alright, that's Life of a Lobby Boy. I'm gonna play one more. Alright, it's called Never Take Me Alive. Never Take Me Alive. So basically, I like the project. The project dope. The download it at your earliest convenience. And I know it's Memorial Day, so shout out to all our fallen soldiers, all our soldiers that are still on the battlefield, and those who have retired. Thank you for your service. Everything that you've done has not gone in vain. So, the last thing I want to talk about, you know, I always try to bring in some relationship talk. So, the thing I want to discuss today is, I want to talk about stop playing with people's emotions. And the reason why I say stop playing with people's emotions is because, man, it's getting dangerous out here, man. I've been seeing a lot more assaults, mainly on women. If it does happen to men, it's barely reported, but when it happens to women, it's always on Front Street. You know, to my ladies, I want to let y'all know, if you're not feeling a guy, please don't lead him on. Please don't take him out on. Please don't go out on no dates for no free food. I know some of y'all have done it a lot in the past. I'm not telling y'all what to do either. I'm just giving some advice. Whether you take it is on you. But I'm just saying, we at a point now, man, where just talk to somebody that you really feeling. That way you ain't wasting your own time. Because you mess around, go out with the wrong person, you think it's just a free meal, then your night don't end the way you want to. I'm just trying to give y'all some advice. Every dude is not a nice guy. You don't want to have that situation where you wish you wouldn't have just gave this dude the time of day. Watch out for all the red flags. Don't ignore them. I don't care how nice the person look. Do not ignore them red flags. It might be the difference between life and death. Please keep your head on the swivel. And to my fellas, the same thing go with you. Stop wasting these ladies' time, man. Stop leading them on. Stop giving them empty promises. Stop driving their car if you ain't got one. Take the bus. If all you want is sex, let that be known. We grown people. Please let people know what you want in the beginning. If you don't want no relationship, don't lie to her and say, "Oh, I want a relationship." No. Tell her, "I'm not looking for no relationship." I promise you. Because you might be surprised. She might be looking for the same thing you're looking for. Just please be honest. I know some of y'all have a hard time being honest. But if you got a hard time being honest, just don't even bother that person. Get yourself together where it could be a time where you know you could be honest. We too grown to keep playing games with people. When you young, you know, it was all cute. It didn't have no consequences. But now you grown, there's consequences. People got kids. People got jobs. People got lives. You never know where somebody is in their life. And they could be one conversation away from going into the loony bin. Don't you be the conversation to take them there. I'm never picking sides. I'm on the side of right. I love everybody. I just want everybody to just, you know, take your time and really get to know people. Ain't no rush. Don't be rushing, man. That's all I had to say to y'all. If nobody told y'all they love y'all today, I love y'all. We're going to leave out with a couple little tracks. And that's going to be it. Matter of fact, I'm going to leave out with some R&B. Yeah, I'll kick it like that. Hey, where my R&B? Where my... Alright. Number one. Alright, this is one of my favorite jams right here. Man, if I get rocked, this shit for my kids, nigga. Is that real shit? We still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all niggas better bundle up. And I better be a hottest on the rap. I know you just a rock now. You hot now. Listen up. Don't you know cops on purpose? My last one.
Cause he's like having a voice come from her neighborhood. He's studio trying to fight me. She need to get up. Eastern American Pie, take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. Let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Once again, we have come to the end of another episode of Vibe With Me. It is your boy, Rashad. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting. Subscribe, share, tell a friend. If anybody know anybody doing some artwork, let me know. Please DM me. I'm trying to get some new artwork done for the podcast. And remember, I told y'all I love y'all. I love y'all. Stay encouraged. Stay blessed. See y'all next week.
You want to rip you up and start a custody war? My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for a child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All of you, we will defend that lady when I call you. Yeah. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.